Hi guys, welcome to a brand new episode of the Chill Sisters podcast. This week, Rashida really stressed me. No,
You
I gave
stressed
it to her back.
no.
Actually, I gave it to you back. We stressed out, so we went into the
Back to back.
street. You don't want to miss that. It's been a while, so we had to make it up to you. A little trigger in there, left and right, but you don't want to miss this. It's a good one. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for sticking with us. Hope you have a nice one.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
And I'm your sis, Ladu, here fighting your battle for you with Rashida.
Can we start? You know how we used to start?
No.
We'll start gently and we'll pick up. We don't start with energy.
But wait, you're really stressing me before I started the episode, right? And unfortunately, it's still...
Oh my God. You guys, you see why they said, don't be telling people your things. If you do something, don't be telling people. Unfortunately for me, Yusis is one of my top five people in this world that I talk to all the time. She knows my secrets. I tell her everything. So, my anniversary...
You don't stammer.
Wait now.
She stammers, this wala.
My anniversary was
no stammerer.
It was last
She's
month.
She's not.
This is, let me land. My anniversary was last month. Get you a partner that supports what you do. I got headphones for my anniversary. As a good friend that I am, I said, you sis, please come and do with me. You see, that's so nice. She did with me. All of a sudden, you see, said that all this while that we have been recording podcasts,
she has not been hearing me.
That I should open the headphones. I said, I'm not ready to open the headphones. I'm still enjoying the process. You said, I know I have to.
I cannot hear you.
This is the reason why they don't tell people this. Because if I had not told you now, you wouldn't have known. Now you are forcing
Rashida,
me.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I was managing. But now, see, Rashida is God that will judge you. People, hear me out. This Rashida is a very, very bad person. I'm just managing her. But very soon, I'm going to block her on all my lights. I'll block Rashida. And when I block, she knows there's no going back. So, Rashida, like, you see, so, I say, what happened? Say, God will bless darling husband. I say, amen. I say, so they're even investing in this, your podcast. He knew. I say, he knew. She said, what do you mean? I say, he knew. We needed this headphone. She said, should I tell them what you are currently using? In fact, people will fight you. Let me not even tell them. Rashida is using headphones she stole because you are a thief. She stole from the plane, British Airways.
It's too much
Young
money.
Man now saw this woman. He said, no, she will not go and disgrace me outside. He did not even get ordinary Apple Beats Solo 3. Rashida, this thing is still wrapped
this.
Too.
It's wrapped. Look at the packaging.
What are you going to eat the packaging?
I'll use it for decoration. Look at it.
Rashida woke me up this morning. She pretended she didn't know what she was doing. She was just calling me. I slept late. She said, when I was say, are you sleeping? I said, well, Rashida, what does that mean? She finished talking. When I will record, I said, let's record. What did you tell me? Repeat it, please.
I said, I hope I did not wake you up.
No, she said, sorry for waking up. I said, Rashida, please don't upset me. You are not sorry. Let's just go and record. And I sent her a message. I said, please, as I'm coming, better open that headphone.
I use it since I woke you
up.
You
are using the new headphone. She now brought it without opening. Up till now, she has not opened.
No, use it now. I've not unboxed it now. No,
I can't hear you.
It's secret.
See, I'm pressing this thing to hear you, Rashida. I can't hear you.
I'll open it. Okay, now just give me 1 more week with it. I'll open it next week.
She said she's going to read the things inside.
Let me read the manual first.
What is there to read? Rashida, it's okay. We have exposed ourselves. It's too much.
Yusis, how are you?
I'm fine.
What's happening?
Hectic week, like you know.
Yeah, it's been. It's been a testing week. It's been a.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
That's all we can
My
say.
My goddaughter was admitted at the hospital for 2 days. Had malaria plus infection. She sucks her thumb, so you know what it means.
Yeah.
Admitted the touch. And she
goes back
like
into the mouth.
Oh my God. After then, the same day she was discharged, we were done. I was at the house. I received a message again. My brother, his wife, and the kids had a ghastly accident.
crazy.
Yeah, if you see the car, you can't believe
No, I didn't believe anybody came out
people
of the car.
came out
Immediately I
of
saw
the
it, I
car.
called you. I'm like, eh, wait, what is
Even
happening?
me, I was confused when I saw
I
it
was waiting
because
to hear the worst. I'm sorry. I was just
of
and you
course,
know,
I don't
yes,
blame you
when I
because
saw the car, I
okay.
was waiting to hear the worst and
When I saw the
whew,
video, my brother sent me, I was like, ah, it's unlikely for him to send me a video. Like, and the network was awful, so it didn't load on time. I didn't download on time. On it was on a Tuesday. I don't know, Abuja was full, there was traffic everywhere. Apparently, these stupid guys were racing. How can you even race there? I
Is
don't know. Just hold of that. Suddenly there was no space for him to like enter. He now hit her from the side. She swerved off the road, hit the pillars that were holding the street light. The kids were flying out of the window. You know, they were little kids. The car somersaulted. They had to come and unturn it. The idiots tried to run. Here, anyway, there were two. One of them escaped. They caught one.
He
One,
has to pay for it.
yeah.
There's nothing like, because if the story was different, would they come and say sorry? You
You would
know?
have wiped my brother's family.
Can you
And the worst part
imagine?
of it was
No,
Rashida.
that is bad.
That day, when she was going out to pick the kids, so she had three boys. The last one started crying that he was going to follow her. You know, reluctantly, she was like, she told the nanny to come so that it's not
Let's
far.
go.
Like, camp and grandpa is not far. This crying, let's go. So all her kids were in the camp.
But her,
So you
no,
think,
that's terrible. No, he needs to face whatever
wallahi,
they
when
need to
they
face.
turned the
There's nothing
car.
like sorry, because it's something that can be
You know
avoided.
Nigerians now, I
It's
hate that
something
thing.
that can be
I hate it.
avoided.
Where are you even
Where
going,
are you
Rashida?
going?
Where are you going?
You would have
Huh?
wiped an entire family for sorry?
Entire family, just like that. Just like
For
that.
sorry?
You know, maternal instinct now. When they turned the car, she didn't see any of the kids in the car. She didn't know they don't fly out. All
Oh
of
my
them be people.
God.
She was crying. Where were her kids? People were telling her, calm down, calm down. The nanny, half body there inside car, half body there outside.
Oh
Oh my
God,
God.
please.
They said, Hajia, yeah, would you like relax, calm down? She go, where are they?
She's in shock too, you
She's free,
know?
of course, now. She said, enter the car. She said, which car? Where are her kids? Even if they are dead, she wants to see them. They were like, your kids are in this
She was expecting
abuse.
the worst herself because, no, the car
Rashida,
was.
you
I
saw
saw
the
the
car
car. It
now.
was.
You
The car is
so
condemned. You can't even use that
wallahi.
car. There's no repair for that car. The car is gone.
See, they now told her the kids are in the car, that she hurriedly got into the car. Two of them had no injuries at all. One of
Oh.
them, the middle one, Mohammed, and that's her dad's namesake, had a
Oh.
very deep cut at the back of his head. Had to rush him to the hospital. She called my brother, they met him there. She wanted to fight. Where is the guy? Hajiaki Hakuri. They have caught him. They checked all of them. They were all right. Only the one child. My brother was there. They brought the idiot. One of the second guy. Of course, you know, Nigeria. Men just gathered my brother. They were begging. You know
They have to bear.
the
Yes,
usual.
ma'am.
You know the
Yes.
usual talk
They will
now.
tell you that
Since
thank God
everybody is all
is
right,
alive.
then thank God
Yes,
all of
thank
them they
God.
are alive.
You should be happy that your kids are
And
alive. They did not die.
my sister-in-law won't fight. She said, may they show the
No, she
person
will
who
fight.
actually
If I
killed.
was there, I will fight.
My
I
brother
will
was like, no,
fight.
now. Let's thank God.
But if what
She
if it
said,
was the other way round? You know?
no,
What
no,
if it
no.
was the other
At
way
least
round?
he must know. My brother, they call him United Nations peacekeeper. That one, Mr. Peace. At the vex. Wallahi, so I called him, like, let's just go with their bad luck, blah, blah, blah. The kids
Oh
are all right.
God,
Say, ah, you
yeah.
not point somebody that wanted to kill your whole family. That's my brother for you. So, Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, on the
So,
other
he
hand,
has this
if you think
big,
about it,
yeah.
you say okay,
Yeah,
yeah.
I think yesterday the boy was still taken to the hospital for X-ray and all that stuff because
Oh,
to
I
check
hope he gets
nothing
better,
happened.
yeah.
That's one good thing with children. If it was an adult now, you know, you are
That's
still in the
yeah,
hospital,
you
you
of
know.
course, of course.
So, and it's only Allah. Up to now, my sister-in-law can't explain it because she
Yep.
said it's not like the windows were wind down. She doesn't know how they flew out of the window, all of them. She doesn't know. And you know, it's God that protects
It's
children,
God that
Rashida.
protects, yeah.
There will be a plane crash. It's one baby that will survive. It's
Yep.
an infant. Tell
It's
you can't
Allah
explain
decides
it.
will survive, that will survive.
Thank
That's
you very
just
much.
it.
It's been crazy, Rashida.
Yeah.
But
Lucy's has
alhamdulillah.
been through it this week.
Hi.
This week was
I was like, what kind of thing is this?
from one thing
It's
to the
not
other.
bad that who called me to be like, you not believe what happened. I said, please, I don't
You
want to believe anything.
know
I've seen enough this week. Don't I don't no space again for any bad news, you know?
Yeah,
I'm tired.
can
I'm like,
imagine.
I won't believe. Yes, I will not
I
believe.
will
Just
not
leave it
believe
like
it.
that.
Just
I don't want to
don't
believe
worry.
this.
I don't want to
I
believe.
was so tired, Rashida. So, oh my God. But
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. What else? Abuja, I've been hot. I have to report the weather. Sunday, Monday, it rained. The weather was okay. But I think Tuesday, Wednesday,
Yeah.
Thursday was hot. My God. Today is okay. I think it's going to rain. The weather has been fine. Alhamdulillah. We are healthy. We are fine. We are family. So,
Yeah, Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, Rashida. That's
Alhamdulillah.
summary. How is our chicken pox? It's clearing, no, Rashida.
Uses is not
It's
clearing
really
everything.
clearing.
Uses, you know
It's
this thing that you are
clearing.
telling me that it will clear, it will clear. There's
It will
nothing that,
clear, Rashida.
wait, I'm an adult now. It's not, I'm not a child. This thing happened on a, no,
So
if,
you don't want it to clear?
no, it's not as if I don't want it to clear, but it's
So
there. I
it will
can
clear.
see it.
But you see, Rashida, please compare your picture from last week and this week. You see the
That time I would send you fresh picture.
difference. Rashida,
This time around,
please.
it's not fresh, but you can
As if
see
she's
all this,
talking about
see all the
a
spots.
plant or say fresh.
I
It's
sent it to
better.
you when it was in the in its raw state.
When we recorded on, was it Tuesday? I could see it on your face. Yeah. They are
Okay.
better now. Like, I'm not even kidding.
I'm fine. Chicken pox is gone. It's going. Last week, the weather was beautiful, sunny, good, amazing. We were just walking around with our trench coats. You know, when the sun comes out like this, everybody just decides to be naked on the streets of London. People with convertible cars come out with their convertible cars. They're cruising on the street.
Yeah, they love that. You see an old couple.
Old couple in their convertible,
Yeah,
yeah, just
they
cruising,
can't wait.
enjoying the sun. Then this week, the sun said, just kidding. It was cold throughout the whole week.
Oh,
Next week now, we are hoping the sun comes back. It's getting, I don't even know.
Rashida, if it's summer and you come here to complain about heat, I'm ready for you.
I will definitely come and complain. I can't even lie to you. When it's cold, I'll complain. When it's hot, I'll complain. So let's not even deceive ourselves. If you just
Summer is my best
please, yes, it's
season.
when I come to complain, just give me your listening ears. All I need for you to say,
No,
oh,
I
I'm
don't have
sorry.
listening ears.
Just give
I
me,
don't have it.
just
I don't have it. I don't have
you have
listening
to have
ears.
it. Just give me your listening ears and just sympathize with me. When it's cold, you say, oh, sorry. When it's hot, you say, oh, sorry. Yeah.
When you are telling me you can't relate, it's when I'll tell you I can't relate. When it's summer in the UK, it's like really heavily raining here. So I cannot relate with you then, inshallah. FYI, in
For my
case.
information, the good thing is that we know ourselves, so we'll just be managing each other. Yes, is have you seen something that has been trending on the internet?
Other. Which one of them?
The one, this particular one that triggers me is the one that men are taking second wives and the first wives are going to events with them.
But this one is not new now, Rashida. I
No,
thought you
but
were talking about the
I've
one.
been seeing it trend in my
You know, anything they
FYP.
say trending, eh? Every woman will want to participate, even though you know in your heart of hearts you don't want to do it.
It's
And
killing me.
nobody's
It's
forcing you
killing
to do
me.
it.
Killing
Nobody's forcing you to do it. Oh, you
me.
are trying to impress your internet in-laws.
And you see people snapping the picture, I'll be saying, oh, Dada, oh,
She's
please.
really good.
Oh, she's a good wife. She's a Matana Gari. I don't want to. Don't ever call me Matana Gari. I am not a Matana Gari.
It's actually funny, hypocrisy of it all. Unless, Rashida, unless, let me put that caveat. Depending on the marriage you have, right? Let me put it the way I heard it. Marlon Jaffer, right? May Allah rest his soul. He was talking about men that don't have any jealousy towards their wives. They are like pigs. Your heart is dead. This is your wife, and you're not jealous. Anything goes, that kind of thing. That's how he describes it. Then you come to women that our own is even
That
madness.
one is worst. Worst,
Do you
worst, that
understand?
worst test.
The whole thing that triggers women with all this second wife thing is the process, the way they go about it. Then there are ones that outrightly don't want. And nothing is wrong. That's why Islamically, before you even marry, you can write an agreement that, see, oh, me, if you marry me, you are not marrying again.
And it
And it's
stands.
permissible.
It stands.
And it stands. So when he wants to go ahead and do that, you guys go your separate ways. So even Allah knows that.
Yeah.
And it's accepted, it's permissible, right? Then there are the ones that, of course, men will lie and promise and all that. But then women, it's the way you go about it. If she really loves you, depending on the relationship she had with you, there's no way you tell me she's not jealous or she'll not be upset. But
Of
with time,
course.
of course, they'll overcome it.
Yeah, they are.
We understand that one. But then to come and involve her in the process, She'll come here and be dancing, holding hands.
While we stand here, they will not be walking into the hall.
The MC will not be, they will not be playing games. And there you are now. Who are you going to hug first? Let's see how. You didn't see that one, Tango, you didn't even see. This one that you're upset about it. I'm telling you, they are playing, what's it called? Drama club with you, like you're in secondary school. Then the man will come and hug the two of them. People there, everybody,
I will
course,
now be
everybody's
shouting.
Phone is out. Everybody's phone is out recording. Before you know, it's everyone on the social media.
Oh my
please,
God.
Please, let's be respecting ourselves, please. You have bad character. That's why you don't
please
agree
leave
to
me
do
with my bad character. I love my bad character. My bad character.
Let me even gist you this one. Pride. So there's this malam. He was upset like you, Rashida. Because it's nonsense.
It doesn't make
even
sense.
If you're going, nobody's saying you should fight with anybody, right? But you can do this maturely in your house. Please,
I know,
your house.
Please. I just told you I saw it on my FYP. If I hadn't seen it, I wouldn't be angry. I have seen like 5 couples do the same thing. Like, why?
My own never reached 5. I don't want it to reach 5. Thank God you did not. The devil did not push you to send me that thing. You know, you can send me rubbish to trigger me. I'll say, Rashida, what is this? Open it now. I said, no. Tell me what it is.
My good God.
Tell me what it is before I open.
Like, I just feel this.
Me. I want you to be triggered. I said, no, yeah. Rashida.
I just feel like it's disrespectful. Like, what
Rashida,
amount of disrespect will you have for me?
Can you imagine? What are we saying? Let me even tell you what this malam said. So malam is Islamic, what would you call it? It's my Islamic teacher or scholar, whatever.
Yeah, like a scholar.
He was upset just like Rashida. He said he doesn't understand this new rubbish trend. What is it? He said, number one, see, it's not obligatory on you to be happy about this. You are a human being. That's one.
Of course.
Nobody, there's nowhere they said you should participate. It no consign you.
It's not my business. I don't even want to see. I don't want to see.
So he now narrated this story of a woman. I think he's upset because he witnessed this particular incident. He said this woman, now so she trying to show virtuous woman, righteous woman. I can do it. I'm supporting my husband. That's how she participated. Everything concerning this wedding, the dinner, she was there dancing. Rashida, people are like, oh, God will bless this woman.
That's the problem.
And of course, they are doing it because of people. But Rashida, if you look at it, why are you living your life based off what people will say? Why? Rashida, that's how this woman was dancing. No. They finish everything. Her husband, the new wife, of course, they go. Everybody clear. She go her house. That's how she died. She has been lying to herself now.
Yes, no. I'm not even surprised.
Died.
No, she... No.
In the morning, now they met her dead body.
Even when you did not participate, your heart will beat to the point that you feel like dying. Not to talk of you even participated.
But nobody forced her, Rashida. And that's the point we're making. We're not saying they are not... We don't have these nonchalant women that, if you like, go... But those women, they respect themselves. They do not even participate. They did their house, managing their kids or whatever. Go and finish what you are doing. Do you understand? But now, to impress your internet in-laws, your online in-laws, people that don't know you, you come and be giving yourself heart attack. Eh?
God, she has
maybe now, the calculation that she's calculating, hey, this idiot, he had nothing when we started. He didn't do this for me. She was busy calculating all these things. You can deceive your physical self, but psychologically, things are happening.
Of course.
Things are happening. Now, so this woman slept. She never woke up. I should stop this rubbish.
People lie to themselves a lot. We are hypocrites most times.
You will
in
have plenty
that
of time. You will have plenty of time to come and be dancing together when everything has passed. And that's how we even measure you. How can you be happy? Is it that you never love this man? Which kind of life wanna live? No, nothing.
Happy? I can never be happy for you.
How can you be happy?
I can never be happy
you
for
can
you.
Understand. You can understand,
I will not
right?
Understand
I move
anything.
On.
No, I will not understand. I can never be happy for you.
No, I never said happy. I never.
No, you said happy.
If
now.
You not, you can understand eventually and move on. And why do you even do that? It's for yourself, not for them.
For yourself.
But to come and be dancing.
Everywhere
telling you what to do.
Me, I don't hide my own. Everybody is my enemy. His friend that will go is my enemy. Anybody that witness, they are my enemy. This is not the plan from the beginning. Tell me the plan from the beginning. If this was not the plan. And you come and do everybody.
Rashida,
I will say my own mind. Because
Rashida,
even if it's inside dream that I see that you are calling another person's name. The other day, it was song that I heard singing. It had another woman's name. Instead of calling my name.
But but his song now is the name
even
that they wrote
though,
in his song.
Even though, if you change it to my name,
you know, I'm for women. I support you. He's even supposed to change the name to rhyme with your name. That's how it will start.
Thank you. Let's be telling ourselves.
Please, let's be serious.
Let's know what we are doing here.
Even this MCs is God that will judge.
You see, the one that busts my head is the one that they say if you marry two wives, they are hailing each other two-star general, three-star general. No.
But you know, the funny thing is, I come from a big family, a polygamous family.
Yeah, you see.
At the end of the day, everybody will leave you. It's only you that will answer that general. Your body will tell you waiting general. All your healers, they will not be there again. They have healed and move on.
Yeah. In this life, do what you think is good for you. Like, do what you think is best for you, what you have control over. Don't go and follow.
But do you really actually have control over it, Rashida?
To some extent. Supposedly... What I'm trying to say is that to some extent, you can be in your safe corner.
Mm.
Okay, you know, like having one wife, you are in a safe space. This is okay, this woman, okay, is this person, this is my family, I know that. But now, managing two homes, three homes, four homes.
I can do it now. See, the intention matters, how you go about it matters, because I think the reason why, like, during our father's time, it was better than now. Our fathers have so much respect for our mothers. You will notice, even at old age, if they want to marry again, if you see the way they pamper the women, like they beg them.
Yeah.
At their old age, or maybe they've been married 30 years, 20 something years, they'll be friends. They're all old friends to come and be begging their wife.
Yeah.
So there's that level of
respect,
the concern, and that understanding and whatnot. So,
Even if
you are married to your enemy, that's why I'm surprised. Like, did she actually ever like that person that you come and be dancing? First was the case. Would the man come and be dancing if you are marrying another man?
Dancing.
Next thing they'll say, you are a woman. We're talking about emotions here.
Please,
we are talking about feelings and all that. Yes, granted, some women they overdo. At least this one, she said she was not going to participate. It's not like those ones that will go and be doing jazz, packing
bad.
Hot water. That's madness. Please, if you cannot do, just go. Nobody's asking you to do all that. Just exit yourself from there. Leave the equation. But then going back to our fathers, the process matters.
The process matters.
You understand?
I always
you
say
cannot
the process
come and be
matters.
Disrespecting your whole family because of somebody that you don't know. You think you know. It doesn't make sense.
What?
Rashida, I wish them all the best. They dance
all the best.
Next time you see Rashida, just swipe.
I just wanted to take that out of my chest. Like, it has been disturbing me. I needed to release the steam.
The one that was vexing me, they were outside the court premises.
Okay.
The woman was snapping.
Oh, God.
He slapped the flower bouquet from her hand because he wants to snap there and told her to pick it up. And people were there. God forbid.
This is the real God forbid.
I'm even happy it was men that were advising her on
the comment section.
That, thank God you're still in the court premises. Better go back and undo what you did. Though.
I say I'm not doing
your teeth. They will not be there at the end of this marriage.
My
you wipe it.
My God.
Now, this is an abusive person.
Can't
wedding
control
day,
your temper.
Outside.
Wedding day dies.
In front of people, he was comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
What would he do behind closed doors?
When you're used to doing something, you don't even know that you're...
You know, abusive men are manipulative. They do it when nobody's there.
Mm.
But this one, you don't even send anybody papa. So that was one that was really upsetting me. I was like, I see the woman. She just bent down.
She's happy
it's
to
like,
be married.
No, she's used to it. Oh. This is not the first time. The way she casually, you know, just picked it up, stood there, say, God forbid, Rashida.
The real God forbid. Yosis, shall we go on the streets?
Yeah. Rashida, please. Something like that. Are you making me be?
Should I go from I think it's light to up?
Can't it be light all through, Rashida? Can't it be light?
Oh, sorry. Before we go on the street, sorry. The Met Gala just concluded. I've been hearing about the Met Gala, but
you don't follow it?
I follow it. Like, every time we see the fashion on the Met Gala, but I did not know how it works. So this is the first time I was able to like research and know how the Met Gala works.
Oh, all right.
I just thought that it was just celebrities that go on this walkway and they just do their stuff and show.
Yeah, red carpet moment.
Yeah, red carpet moment. I didn't know that it was like they organize it for like a charity event.
Yeah,
I know for a long time that there's no phone allowed. So what you see on the red carpet, that's the only thing you see. You don't see what is inside. I just found out that fashion designers buy tables at this event, at the Met Gala. They style the artist or they style the celebrity to showcase their work. And that's what they wear to the Met Gala. And you know how people come and criticize, this is not fine. She could have done better. Did not wear this well.
Online fashion designers.
Online fashion designer. No, I didn't. didn't know. Seriously, you know, sometimes that's why it's good to like research things.
It's not sometimes, it's all the time. All Let's the know time. What we're doing. Mm-hmm. It's true time. Now, Rashida, instead of you talking out of ignorance, it's, you know, it yeah. takes you 5 minutes to do research this thing.
Because I was like, oh, this is not nice. This person would have done better. The amount for a table is around $50,000.
It goes up to
$75,000. So it starts from $50,000. Mm-hmm. I think now it's around $75,000. So yeah. for example, if we are taking Chanel, for example, as the designer, Chanel buys a table at the Met Gala for $75,000. And they pick the celebrity that is going to showcase their design. The organizers of the Met Gala have to approve the celebrity.
Yeah.
Then the designer designs whatever they want to design. That's what the celebrity wears. That's what they showcase. Before I did the research, I saw Arastar's design and it was very simple. It was, I was like,
that vexed Nigerians.
Yeah, it should. Then I did the research and I saw, okay, so she doesn't have a choice. It's whatever they put on her, she's just representing the designer. So it's whatever they put on her that she wears. I think we should take it easy on them. It's whatever, it's like your boss. Whatever your boss tells you to wear is what you're going to wear.
Who this one?
You don't have a choice. Then you sales coming back home to Nigeria, the MVCA happened. Mm-mm. Oh, God. The fashion was crazy.
I just saw some piece this morning when you abruptly woke me up when I was getting ready.
Oh, no, fantastic. I'm like, if this design go on the Met Gala, this is crazy. Aside,
Nigerians are talented. Nah. With what we have, look at what they are producing.
No, no.
People that didn't know how the Met Gala worked, they were like, Arastar, with all the Nigerian designers, even Vicky James would have done something better. They didn't know. Nigerian creatives are trying their
like
talent.
There was no bad design. Even the ones that we thought were bad, they were not compare to some of the designs on the Met Gala. Like, I could watch the Nigerian MVCA fashion without getting tired.
It's because it's your culture now, Rashida. So inherently, you'll be more connected.
I'm not connected. It's not the matter. It's not the matter of connection. Like, when you see something beautiful, you know
that.
Did
you
say
you are not connected? No, I didn't know Nigeria. What kind of talk is this?
No, but
why are you like this?
No, when you say connected, it's like, it's because it's my culture. That's why. If something is fine, something is fine.
No, whether you like it or not. Okay, let me give you this example. Imagine if you had seen a Nigerian designer. Okay, what?
I don't even know
what Nigerian designer. Because for me, hands down, she was the one that won that night at the Met Gala. You saw what she.
Yeah.
Imagine if they told you it was Vicky James that did that.
Yeah, I'll be proud of Vicky James.
You'll be extra. Why? Okay, why are you extra proud?
This is a Nigerian.
That's what I'm saying. Now, because you're connected.
It's not that type of connection. It's not do me anything in my soul, but it's just like, it's okay. Just wanted to point out that the Northern dance. Okay, now I'm connected because I saw Latif and his wife. So they embraced the Northern culture. Latif wore like turban that the kings wear, the Northerners wear during the horse riding festival they do in the North. Yeah, something like that. This is bad. She said that this is bad.
You know, it's bad. If it's something that no concern us now, we should know.
My dear.
How happens during Eid, when there's a celebration now?
Yes, it's the Durbar Festival in the North. They wear, you know how they wear, what's it? The turbans. So they represented the Northern culture very well. It was amazing. It was beautiful to see. Wow. They looked nice. I liked the little video they did with the Hausa songs. I was hearing like Hausa songs playing in the background. Apart from them, there was another lady that embraced the Northern culture too. The North is not well represented in when it comes to all these things.
Yeah.
We see them, you know, they know how to party down in Lagos. That's where everything happens. Lagos is like the LA of Nigeria.
Like, oh my God.
It's like the Los Angeles of Nigeria. Like, all the celebrities are living in Lagos. If you want to make it big, you go to Lagos. And if you are lucky to be in the cycle, then you picked up. It was nice. And we have like, we have this Northerners that have crossed over to the English speaking films. The likes of Alinuhu, the likes of Rahama Saldau, Nafisa Abdullahi, we have Sunny Danger and the rest that were able to cross over to not only the Arewa movie, but
Arewa, yeah.
Yes.
Kannywood to Nollywood.
But we don't see them representing when it comes to fashion.
That's
like,
true.
Yes.
But Rahama Saldau, you see, whenever she tries anything, that's how controversy will strike. Malams will be giving hoodba on top of grammar, so don't like they don't have anything to do. You understand?
I
so
know.
I think it's even tiring at this
It's tiring,
point.
yeah. I get what you mean. If you are not a Nigerian now, like, I'm sorry, we are always, oh God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Apologies. I apologize for this, our Nigerian talk.
Please.
That you can't.
No, Rashida, please. No, understand. Me, I don't apologize. Let's talk Nigerian with our full chest.
In case you're not Nigerian and you don't understand what we are saying,
well,
I'm sorry.
We try to translate or explain it to you how you
but
understand.
If you don't get the context, you can't really understand. You're telling somebody that lived all their life in the UK or in America that you transition from the northern to the eastern part or the southern part. Like, what do you mean transition?
Yeah, even in the US now, somebody that has been living all their life in Texas, now moved them to Boston or LA.
So, okay, yeah. The
even their accent, everything.
Yeah, yeah. It's different.
Speaking English
is different. Yes, it's,
the way they dress.
That's a good example. Something like that.
So,
shall we go
Nigeria,
on the streets now?
We have more culture, so it's totally different. Let's go to the street.
Let me start with this one. This lady said anonymous message. She said, "I'm finished. I just found out that my maid is pregnant and my husband is responsible for it. Please, how can I handle this? My maid is 45 years old. I am 32 years old. My husband is 39 years old. Please, what should I do?"
Come again.
Her maid is pregnant. You know how people
for her husband.
For her husband who is 39 and she's 32. And
who is 32?
The lady is 32. That's
why do we need to know the age in this thing?
It matters because the maid that they got pregnant is 45 years old.
Oh, I didn't get that point. So she's trying to say the lady is older than her, but then he got her pregnant.
Yes.
How is a 45-year-old your maid?
No,
I have
you know
so
that,
many questions.
No, yeah, you know there are people that say, oh,
you
they
get
want
older maids. When you give birth, right? They are nannies. So, usually, that's what happens.
Let me tell you, what she was scared of happening was what happened. And maybe she knows her husband.
Of course, she will know. There's nothing like maybe. She knows.
So, but you know how you will say, I don't want a young person.
A young girl.
I don't want a young girl. I need somebody old.
Because this one, I know they stay one place. I don't catch her many times.
So,
let me look for an older maid.
I don't even know.
But what's the dynamic? 45-year-old working for you. This one, I'll be roommate now.
Somebody said leave the house.
I'll be sister.
Leave the house for her. There's no need. Yes. Why do you want to be in a house that people that are fornicating? Two adults. These are two grown adults. They knew what they were doing. It's not a mistake. They knew what they were
but
doing.
But she didn't mention if she has kids or not.
She didn't mention.
Probably she doesn't.
What does that even mean? These are two adults.
Now, this kind of one, now, if you want to marry, she will come they dance with the new wife.
45 years old. Like
Rashida, women. Oh, God. I'll repeat this again. Women, if you like, put yourself first. If you don't like, don't too. Eventually, you realize why you need to look out for yourself, and be very prayerful.
She's even still asking
because
what we should do.
Where would this one start now?
Where will she start?
The thing will be confusing her.
It's
like,
confusing now. What do men want?
Somebody, you know,
what do
like,
men really want?
Really?
Like,
the thing
you
is,
had a younger
you know,
wife.
Women now should be calculating, what did I do?
What did
you
I
didn't do?
Do
anything. You don't need to do anything for a man to run mad.
You don't. You don't have to do
you
anything.
You don't need to do anything.
You can be the kindest. You can be the
Rashida,
sweetest,
I saw,
you can be the most respectful.
Be an angel. Summarize it. Be an angel. You say you are too good, sir.
I don't think it.
Maybe you are hiding something.
You are too good. So, I remember something that somebody said that he was even a pastor. Thank you very much. I remember this story. He was a pastor. He wrote announcement. Or attention.
I think it's attention.
Me and so person cannot be together anymore. We have decided to separate amicably.
Amicably?
Yes, she was too good for me. She is a perfect woman. There is nothing wrong. She did everything right. She's just too good for me that I don't know what to do with something. I don't know what to do with her. I want her to go and meet somebody that will respect her for who she is. I'm telling you, this is an aspect note. Somebody that will respect her for the kind person she is. In that sense, I wish her all the best and the children. I will go and work on myself. I say, God of mercy.
But it's given when they want to break up with you. It's not you,
it's me. That's why
you deserve better. Somebody was breaking down men's behavior. Usually, when they start cheating or seeing somebody outside and you don't do anything wrong, and they're trying to bring this new person on board. Everything is fine at home. So he'll try to get something that he can hang on you. Mm. Then suddenly, this thing that is a normal routine in your home, you do it now, suddenly he's upset. Before you know, you people are fighting. Mm. But every small thing, just so that you have an excuse.
Yeah.
When eventually you get to find out, like, you now be referring to those things that you did. See, I'll repeat again, woman, if you like, this one is not even an advice. If you like, put yourself first. If you like, don't.
They will not listen.
Look out for yourself, even if it's 10% that men have. Nobody is saying you should go and argue with anybody, but see, Rashida, is this supposed to be an advice? Are you supposed to put somebody else before yourself? But the way women and girls were raised, the way we've been raised right from childhood, you know, it's been ingrained in us. It's now psychological. It's an instinct now. You want to please everybody. You come last in your own life. Or you find people arguing with you because they say you want to put yourself first. Why? That is not a mother's behavior. Mm-hmm. It's not, our mothers didn't do that. Is your mother happy? Ask yourself that question. Is your mother happy?
99.9% of the time they are not happy. That's just the truth about it.
You know, sorry this, to this our sister.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. We can't help you, but like, I'm so sorry you had to go through this. And it's not your fault.
That's the sad part for me, Rashida. A man would do something, a woman would spend a year trying to find out where and how or what she did wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. Relax, please.
You know this lady, Diary of Niger Girl. Have you seen her post?
I've seen.
Yeah, Ife. She got married recently. So she wrote this post. She said, I got married at 41 years old. You say at your age, you should have done all these love things you are posting when you were younger. Not now. Age 25, 35, 45, 70, 80. Everyone has the right to feel giddy. Love loudly and enjoy the process as I shall continue to do. So she got married recently, and she got married at 41. Somebody younger, he has never been married before. Single Pringle. What are people taking from this is that, like, you know how they say when you're getting older, you're not married, then and she's enjoying her love. They are always kissing on the internet.
That can go pain people, yeah.
Some people,
but if it was a man doing it now, nobody would
it's,
talk.
It's normal. Some people are angry that what you are 41 years old, you are doing all these love things.
Rashida, why are they saying if 41 person is old in the first place?
41,
I don't see what 50-year-old women are doing.
I don't even understand.
See, that middle age starts from 50. That's when you consider middle age.
I don't even want to know. When you are in love, you are in love. There's nothing that anybody should tell you that you should not do it. Does love have any limit? Some people, I don't even know. You know, sometimes
there's this trend I saw on TikTok of women, mostly women, who found love at 50.
My dear.
50 something.
Yeah.
And they're happy.
Yeah.
So talking about people fuming because a woman is happy. Same thing is happening now. I think on TikTok, this guy bought, I think, engagement ring of over $100,000 for this woman that is 50 something. Hey, men are dying under the comment section. Why? Money that is not your own. Money that you never have saved.
My God.
For somebody to spend $150,000, you know, say no be small person. They are just, why? You would have,
as my people will say, they use juju
on him.
On him.
The thing is, what's the word? Blanket misogyny. Mm. So they think a woman doesn't deserve happiness past a certain age, right? In their mind now, so what was she doing in her teens, in her 20s?
Yes,
that up to now, she deserves happiness. See, I told you, and we've said it so many times here, the major success of marriage relationship where a woman is miserable. So why is this one happy at 41?
And let me tell you, most people talking are people that are jealous. Jealous because they don't understand how you can find love at this age, and
they don't happy. Like women.
I am even showing them. I am even kissing up and down on the internet. Every time, every small thing, I put ring light, you are doing videos. Why are you this happy? You are supposed to be miserable. How can you get this fine boy at this age?
See, Rashida, thank God for
what
internet.
Did you do
the
different?
The thing is now that you don't need to even research, you see happening online. If you have sense, you connect one and two together. A woman cannot be happy, God forbid. Be happy. Because as it is, if you leave a woman on her own now, even menstrual cycle self is enough for her. In a month, it's only maybe if you are lucky 2 weeks, a woman that is okay. Majority of women, she sees more happiness now. You are not happy. Well, Rashida, please, nobody should stress me.
People are not happy. So she was the one that tweeted, what is it? She's just trying to encourage people that you can love at any age. It doesn't matter what age you are. You
can... Do when they need to tell anybody you can love at any age?
When love enter body, enter body. That's just...
Thank God.
Please, thank enjoy God. Yourself and you can find love at any age. It doesn't matter. It does not hear that we came of a story that of that lady that said, call me Mrs. What's her name again? I forgot.
Hey. Mommy in Canada. Hope she's doing good.
What is hope she's fine.
Miss what's the name?
She told the
children. There is a fake name, sure.
She told the children.
She have forgotten.
I forgot it too. She told the children, please don't call me. Which mama? Mama what? Call me.
I'm not be mama, everybody.
She found love. She relocated.
And the husband is dead there in the village. He said, like, he's married. His bride, his dowry. I'll be bride. He married a younger girl.
Bride price that she can give him 10 times.
And the small girl, one killer, say,
so not my problem. I used
that to... him, he's tired.
You know that there are men that in their brain, they think that they are the price.
Sure. But then I don't even blame them now. The way society is set up, see, the way pressure women to get married, they don't do that to a man, not at all. And the way it's being framed is like marriage only happens to a woman. You're upset about the woman that was hugging her husband and the second wife. Did you forget this woman that took a ring when you sent it to me? You are bending down to coloring. Pastor said, stand up, stand up.
Even the pastor was tired.
The woman shocked pastor. Say, which one? In his mind, what rubbish is this? What is this?
Why, when did this one start?
You see, it's like marriage is a prize for women and not for men. Mm-hmm. That's what we are meant to believe. That's how we grew up. So what do you expect?
But there are some men that like, they take it to heart. Yes. They even tell you, you're not even happy. I can get 1,000 of you. Forget it that even you can get 1,000 of them, but you don't have decided that you don't want to be dealing with their headache. What a man can do, a woman can do better. Last but not the least, do we have time for one more? Yes, is this last one. Let's do one more before we go.
Okay.
This guy said, please, I need your advice. My dad left us 10 years ago and followed another woman because we were all girls. The woman actually gave him a son. Now he's back. He did a DNA test and discovered the boy is not his biological son.
Wonderful.
He is sick now and needs someone to care for him. Our mother is no more. What should we do?
Hey, where is his wife now?
He has left her.
The
son was not his.
Rashida, I don't know. Before they say we are bad people now.
For this, no, because I don't have anything good to say. And you know they say if you don't have anything good to say, keep quiet.
You should keep quiet.
Yes. Everybody should judge this
matter. I'm following the sunnah.
Yeah, I'm following the sunnah too here.
I'm following
everybody should judge this matter. Whatever your brain tells you.
Is that thing that you're thinking that me too?
You need to have thinking.
Yes. Or even double of what you're thinking, depending on your mood. But there's this proverb, Rashida. They say, whatever a man sows, he shall reap. I'm not the one that said that one.
Everybody knows that saying.
Me, I'll not come and be fighting on top of somebody reaping what they sow.
Then he decided to be a bad person with his own hand.
See, Rashida, this life is really funny.
Think God is sleeping, or you think God is a joke to you?
Life is funny. You, a mere mortal, you sit down and be imagining things on top of another person's life because you are who? They can't do without me.
What?
That time that he left them now, that's what he thought.
Yes.
That's all girls. They can't do without me. Ashe, see you now. You'll be planning rubbish. You are the creator. You didn't create that person.
No, you didn't create that person. They lost their mom now, and now the father is coming back. And he's coming back to them, not for like, let us
know. No, now it's because he needs nurses now, caregivers. Blackmailing these children now.
He's your father.
He's your father.
You cannot do like that. Father is father.
Uba Ubani.
Yes.
A father is a father.
There's nothing
going to talk, Rashida.
There's nothing we are not talking now. We are just saying what people say.
What people would think.
We are helping them say, are we saying anything? We are not saying anything. We are saying what people
are not saying anything. Father
cannot
is father.
Do like that to your father.
He's a father.
Forgive and
forgiveness.
Yes.
Forgiveness.
And you even have his name.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can do.
There's
you can never change your father.
You can never change your father. Let bygones be bygones. Yeah.
Concerning that, forgive and forget. Move to men have cleared that. He said, you should pressure you.
Nobody should pressure you. Forgive where you want to forgive and forget when you want to
He said
forget.
nobody should pressure you. And
Nah.
he said, well, eventually, when you forgive, it's not mandatory for you to let those people back in your life.
Nah.
Your sanity and your well-being is number one.
There's
So
nothing
nobody
good that will even come out of it. You see, there's nothing good that can come out of this.
Usually.
Yes, there's nothing
being
good.
Honest. Beg.
Let's just be careful. My policy in life that I have always lived by is don't do what you don't want another person to do to you.
Talk.
If you cannot take it, don't do it to another person. I always
don't
treat
dish
people.
Out what you cannot take.
Thank you very much. I always treat people the way I want them to treat me. It's left for them to treat me that way or not to. I've done my best.
Easier said than done, and you have to be intentional about
you
it.
You have to be intentional.
But don't forget, human beings are selfish. Then when it comes to a man, their own is even worse. A man is self-centered, is selfish. Whether you like it or not, it's in their DNA. Accept it and move on and know how to navigate it. Your dad, your brother, or whoever. A man will sit down, calculate what's best for him first before any other person. It's just that the degree is different. Accept it and move on. Then naturally, human beings are selfish. They will look out for themselves first. And now women.
Now only women. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with us.
No, it's the way we are raised and we are women. It will take an extra effort to be conscious. You know, you do it without even knowing.
Yeah.
You do it without even knowing. Only God knows what killed this woman self. Maybe it's the overthinking. They rejected her daughters. What did I do wrong on all that? Only God knows. You know mothers now.
Yeah.
And maybe they were, when he married this one now, they gave him a son that is not his. Maybe they were flaunting. Finally, I have a son. You that cannot.
Yes,
it's only girls that is in your
stomach.
You
say if you had not left
that
woman.
You
know
what deposit that you would draw?
My dear. You say if I had not left that other woman, I wouldn't have gotten a son now.
Yes. Somebody that will bear my name.
Yeah, my name. Who told you girls don't bear your father's name?
I know. I think to continue the lineage. You see, when the son gives birth, they will continue with the name. But the girl stays with her only. That's what they mean.
Oh.
Rashida,
okay.
Please. All the best to
all
everybody.
The best. Wish them all the best. You guys will be fine. Just do what your heart tells you to do. You can decide to help your father. You can decide not to. Just do whatever.
Yeah, I'm not even advising anything, sir.
And on that note, we have come to the end of this episode. Thank you so much, guys, for listening this far. Hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did recording it. Please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and give us a review.
Kindly do us all the goodies, like Rashida would say. Follow us on all our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sister Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. We are now on YouTube. Rashida, I'm even tired of telling people we are now on YouTube.
We are
right?
On YouTube.
If
please.
You don't want to, you know, there are some people say, me, I don't like TikTok. Me,
I
don't
do
like
TikTok.
Instagram. So we are on YouTube now. You can go in there. We are in the background chilling with you, you know, keeping you company. Thank you, guys. Hope you have a nice one.